This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, PhD, who taught the largest course at Harvard, Positive Psychology, and the third largest, the Psychology of Leadership, attracting 1,400 students per semester, approximately 20% of all Harvard undergraduates. His latest book is Shortcuts to Happiness, Life-Changing Lessons from My Barber. You gotta love this. And Dr. Ben-Shahar, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. So for starters, tell us more about your friend and barber, Avi, the inspiration behind the book to kick things off today.
Yeah, so, you know, I was just before boarding a flight, I was feeling down, didn't feel like going, I was tired, and I went into for a haircut, and I came out after 20 minutes, not just looking better, but feeling better. And I thought to myself, wow, you know, Avi, the barber, has this effect on me and many others so often. Maybe I should write about him. And I did. And for the next 2 years, without him knowing, I recorded many of our conversations that he had with others. And after 2 years, when I felt like I had enough for a book, I shared with him that I was writing it and asked for his permission to publish it, since it was a co-authored book. And he gladly agreed. He was stunned, and he agreed.
And you got to love that. And I'm sure your friend Avi, the barber, was quite stunned. Now, you explained that shortcuts to happiness are right in front of us, but we often miss or neglect them. Why is that? Touch on that, if you would.
Yeah, because, you know, on a few levels. First of all, we often think, and I thought that for, you know, I've been in the field of happiness studies for 30 years. I looked for the answers in libraries and in research and in, you know, ancient wisdom, whereas it is very often in front of us, whether it's with our barber or the person across the counter, and with our family members. And we just need to open our ears, eyes, and minds and hearts to absorb the wisdom that is out there.
Now, Dr. Ben-Shahar, what are a few simple ways to boost our mood and quality of life on a daily basis?
Yes. So the first thing, paradoxically, is that we need to allow in unhappiness before we can experience happiness, or before we can fulfill our potential for happiness, allowing in unhappiness. Because when we accept painful emotions as inevitable, as part of life, these emotions don't overstay their welcome. They leave, they dissipate. Whereas when we reject painful emotions, they only intensify, they strengthen. And unfortunately today, with the power of social media, when we see everyone else, you know, doing great and enjoying perfect relationships and going on the perfect vacation, we feel like there's something wrong with us. If we feel frustrated or anxious or envious or unhappy. But these painful emotions, these frustrations are natural, and we need to accept them. We need to embrace them, allowing them in. So that's the first thing we need to do to experience a happy life.
And certainly appreciate your response today. We are with Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, PhD, and author of his latest book, Shortcuts to Happiness, Life-Changing Lessons from My Barber, here on eHealth Radio, Psychology and Health News Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Ben-Shahar, you emphasize that relationships are the number one predictor of happiness. Why does, or what does research tell us about this?
Oh, so, you know, there's so much research on relationships. Let me share with you just one very important study. So this was conducted at Harvard, where they followed Harvard graduates as well as members of the community for 75 years. So from the age of 18 until, for most of them, the end of their lives. And they collected quite literally millions of data points. And what they found was that the best predictor of happiness throughout one's life, as well as health, the best predictor was relationship, quality of relationships. Now, the interesting thing was that it didn't matter what kind of relationships. So for some of the people, it was a romantic relationship, perhaps a marriage. For others, it was broader family relationships. For others, it was friendships or professional relationships. It didn't matter. But people who invested in the relationships, who made relationships a priority, were not just happier, in other words, not just psychologically healthier, they were also healthier, physically better off. Now, the important thing in these relationships is that they were real, not virtual, but real. And this is very important in our day and age, because 1,000 friends on social media are no substitute for that face-to-face BFF.
And you are so right about that, and glad you pointed that out, and thanks for that. That's worth $1 million right there. Now, lastly, in the book, you explore how happiness intertwines with our business lives as well. Could you expand on that as we conclude today?
Yes. So, you know, there's a common misconception today that the path to happiness is through success. In other words, if you succeed in business, you make more money, you get a more prestigious position, you get more accolades, you will be happier. Well, it turns out that this is not the case. Success does not lead to happiness. Yes, it leads to a temporary spike in our levels of well-being, but it's short-lived. However, while success does not lead to happiness, happiness does lead to success. If you increase levels of well-being even by a little bit, you enjoy higher levels of creativity and innovation, you become more engaged and productive, teamwork or relationships in general improve significantly, physical as well as mental health levels go up. In other words, happiness is a good investment for a business. Happiness pays. Now, the question is, in organizations, how do you do that? How does a manager who wants to increase levels of well-being do that? And there are a few ways. One of the ways is to create what Amy Edmondson from Harvard Business School calls psychological safety. Psychological safety is the feeling that employees have on a team, in an organization, that it's okay to make mistakes, that taking risks is fine, that they will not be put down and humiliated if they don't succeed. And when employees enjoy psychological safety, they become more creative, they become more productive, the organization as a whole is more likely to thrive and flourish. So psychological safety is important. One last thing about the business world, and that is how you deal with stress. You know, many people, most people in fact, think that stress is bad, but that's not necessarily the case. Think about an analogy. You go to the gym and you lift weights. What are you doing to your muscles? You're stressing them. Now, is this a bad thing? Not necessarily, because over time you actually become stronger, healthier. The problems in the gym begin when you lift weights, and a minute later you lift more weights, and then more weights and more weights. That's when you get injured. That's when you get weaker rather than stronger. The problem, therefore, is not the stress, which is potentially good for you. The problem, rather, is the lack of recovery, whether it's in the gym physically or outside in the world psychologically. What businesses need to be very attentive to are recovery periods for their employees. Making an employee work 24/7 or even 16/6, you don't get the most out of your employees. You will lose them eventually, and also you get a lot of burnout, lack of creativity and imagination.
Well, Dr. Ben Shahar, it has been great to have had you with us. Great topic, and I love the book that you wrote and your co-author, Avi the Barber, and really creative, no doubt about that. Where can listeners get more information on yourself as well as pick up the book?
Yeah, there are links on my website, which is talbenshahar.com.
And that's easy enough, and we'll include a link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Dr. Ben Shahar, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Dr. Tal Ben-Shahar, PhD, and author of his latest book, Shortcuts to Happiness, Life-Changing Lessons from My Barber, and for all the details. And for further information, visit TalBenShahar.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.